Okay, I'd like to speak about a Gemara that's on your Testament Aleph that I don't think many of you have come to. There's a sugya of Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashayta V'Kitchel Lasid Lavai. The sugya of Gemara I hope to do next week when many of you will be learning it. But I was Mavis Sedra this week. I was learning the parsha with the Netziv, and I couldn't help. He has a piece on Makas Daf Yotes, and he has a tremendous chiddush, and I'd like to share it with you as follows. There's a general issue, a question, about whether it's possible to bring karbonos bizman hazeh. Whether it's possible to bring a carbon, the Gemara has an expression, makrivin afal pishein bayis, that it's possible to bring a carbon even if there's no bayis, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. And where? In the place of the Beis HaMikdash, in the place of the Mizbeach. So we talk about bringing karbonos today. It's makriv in afal pishein bayis. If you learn Ezra, when they returned before they built the bayis sheni, they already brought karbonos. They brought karbonos on the makim by the makim hamikdash. So what about tumas meis? So we know that. Well, first of all, the shail is even if let's say there is paraduma. We're talking the Gemara. It says that the paraduma lasted for generations after the Chorban. Bizman hazeh, we have an issue of tumas meis. We'd have a heter of tumah hutra betzibur only for certain karbanis. But we're talking now theoretically. If you can bring a carbon on the makam hamizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. So as I said, there are numerous places in Shas where it's not mash, but it says come out mafurish that you can. The Gemara Sanhedrin on Yud Aleph and Aleph says that they were ma'abra the shana mivnei tanurei psachim. This is only after the Chorban. They made an extra month because it was a very, very rainy season, and they had ovens set up. Lahavdil, you go to the parks, they have the barbecue, the spits set up. So they had in the Beis HaMikdash, everyone brought a carbon Pesach, everyone had to roast it there. So they had the Tanurei Pesachim set up, and it rained a lot, and it ruined it. And they were ma'abra the Shana, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, because people should be able to bring the carbon. There was no Beis HaMikdash. So it seems that they brought karbanos. The problem is that the Gemara on Yotesam and Aleph, near the bottom of your Testament Aleph, says the following words. The Gemara says you have a bechar, a carbon bechar, that you shechted, v'zarku as damai, and you spritz the blood, and you didn't get around to burning the evarim, and the churban happened. The churban bayis happened in between. This poor guy is bringing a carbon, wrong time. You know, he's bringing the carbon, they shecht it, they spritz the blood, he hears the goyim, the Romans are coming, and quick, and, you know, but they couldn't burn the basar. What do you do now? Can he eat it? Can he eat it? So the Netziv says that this Gemara is a Mefereshim Gemara, that after the Chorban, it's over. You can't be makar of the meat. What's the problem? The Chorban, based on Mishal's Chorban. So burn the meat on the place in the Mizbeach. Well, what's the Gemara's issue? He says, this Gemara says fakert. So because of this, the Netziv says a big chiddush. And the Netziv is one of those few achrayim who darshans psukim. But he says the following. He has in this week's parasha, in Parer Teichacha, it says, Nasati yasarechem charva. It's a nevu about the Chorban. Vashimoysi yas migdashaychem. And a nevu about the Chorban beis hamigdash. V'loy oriach bereach nichaychachem. And I will not smell the scent of your karbanis. Now, Pashin, it's a poetic expression. There'll be a korban, there won't be karbanis. The Netziv says, Loy Ariach Bereach Nichaychachem is a halacha that when there's a korban, karbanis are not Reach Nichaych LaHashem. Once there's a korban, it lacks the Reach Nichaych. So what? It's ma'akiv. We know that there are a bunch of lishmas that are ma'akiv in a carbon. Reach Nechayach is one of them. And Taka, when I learned Tzvachim, it says lishma, l'shem bailim, l'shem diaveir, l'shem the carbon. It says l'shem reach nechayach. So I'm not sure. There must be some other pshat. I don't know exactly what it means, l'shem reach nechayach. Netziv is saying that from this pasuk, there's zero, after the korban, there are no karbonis, even though technically you can bring a carbon. But it says loya reachayid bereach nichayachem, that there's no reach nichayach after the korban. So no more korbanos. Aye, what about the other Gemara? The Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Tziv says that if you look in the Chumash carefully, you'll see that every single carbon, it says Reach Nichayach, except a carbon Pesach. By a Shlomim it says, by a Chatos it says, by a Oila it says Reach Nichayach, by a Bechar, they're not all of Vayikra, some he brings from other Parshiyos, but every carbon says Reach Nichayach, except by a carbon Pesach, it doesn't say Reach Nichayach anyplace. Since it doesn't say Reach Nichayach anyway by a carbon Pesach doesn't require Reach Nichayach. So that Bizman HaZeh, we could bring a carbon Pesach, he brings that for 52 years after the Churban, till Churban Beitar, till the, after Churban Beitar, they plowed over the whole Har HaBayis, but until then, for 52 years, they brought a carbon Pesach. And Bizman HaZeh, in theory, you could bring, I think that Tiferes Yisrael writes that when he met Rabbi Kiveger, when he was Rabbi Kiveger was much older than him, but he writes, as a boy, he met Rabbi Kiveger, and he writes in five or six places things he asked him that one time he met him. So one thing he asked him is if we could bring a carbon. So I think he writes that the Rabbi Kiveger answered him that the Arabs don't let. The Arabs don't let, but otherwise we should be able to bring. There are others who say, because Tumas Uchubitzibur made a mistake in 67. Just like they plowed on one side, they should have thrown them all out on the other side. But but he says he could. There are others who say that there are technicalities. You have to know the Mokam HaMizbeach. But that's not what I want to get into. This Nakuda, this is the Tziv. The Tziv says, in Shas, when it says you can bring Karbanos Bizman HaZeh, it's a carbon Pesach. The only carbon doesn't say Reach Nichayach. The other Karbanos, you can't bring. That's the pasuk. How did the Tziv get wide shoulders to darshan a pasuk like that? I don't know. Maybe there's some source that I'm not aware of. But that's his drasha. The question is, halay davaru? Punkt to carbon Pesach, it doesn't say Reach Nichayach. I would think, a chatos, you'll tell me, he didn't have Eira, it doesn't say Reach Nichayach. I would understand. But punkt to carbon Pesach, the most beautiful, I would imagine the whole Klal Yisrael comes together, and the most beautiful thing, it doesn't say Reach Nichayach. The Dava Pella. So I saw a very nice explanation. There's a sefer, Tzitz HaSada, somebody here brought into shul, we have in the shelf, a Mashava sefer, and the Yom Tovim. And he has a gewaldige explanation, which I especially like, because it helps with something in Nach. I'll tell you. Step back. In the term HaMitzvah for Karbanis, why the Torah said we should bring Karbanis, the Rambam says something very controversial. The Rambam brings it right in the beginning of Vayikra. The Rambam says, why is the Torah command Karbanis? You know, a rationalist saying, Karbanis? Why Karbanis? So the Rambam says that it's a siyag against Avodah Zarah. Jews will see Goyim bringing Karbanis, they'll say, oh, such a nice thing. So the Torah said, bring Karbanis, it's a siyag against Avodah Zarah. You can imagine that's not a very popular mahalach in those who... The Rambam says it in Marin Nevuchim. That the Rambam says, siyog against Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban, he says, what are you talking about? The whole reading of your Kabbalah is siyog against Avodah Zarah. So what does Reach Nichayach mean? He also asks why Cain and Hevel brought Karbanis. What kind of siyog against Avodah Zarah was there then? Well, Noach, the only one in the world. What's he bringing to the carbon? And it says Reach Nichayach. So the Ramban is matmiya. So he suggests the following. All karbanis are Reach Nichayach. The one carbon that's not, the carbon Pesach, is a siyag against Avodah Zarah. Mishchu ukchu lachem, mishchu yidechem in Avodah Zarah, ukchu lachem a carbon Pesach. That even though all other karbanis are a positive Reach Nichayach, the geder of a carbon Pesach is a sur meira, is a sur from Avodah Zarah. That's the concept, the idea, Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim, from Memtei Shaarei Tumah. So the carbon Pesach was a hakrava to the Rabbi Yishalayim, with all the beauty it has, But as a geder against avodah zarah. And that's why there's no reach nechayach. And carbon pesach is the only carbon, not a reach nechayach, it's unique. It's interesting. The only carbon that nothing goes to the kayanim is the carbon pesach. Now, how that fits, you're a kayan, so it's of interest to you, but he's thinking, everyone will bring a carbon, what's he going to get? Nothing. But you have to work very hard, and your feet will be in blood up to your ankles. I don't know how you're going to deal with that, but that's what it says, the blood. But at any rate, I don't know if that ties in, but this is the geder and the nekuda. Pesach itself is not a reach nechayach. Whenever you find makriv in afal pishem bayis, it means a carbon pesach. And this, so this is the explanation. What is interesting to me is we find the two great machzirei tshuva of the kings of Klal Yisrael. It says for Chizkiyo that there was no melech lefanov that was chayzer Klal Yisrael b'tshuva like Chizkiyo. It says nobody lefanov, la'achrov there was. The other one was Yeshio HaMelech. There were two kings that were by Chizkiyo, you know, it says, Botku midam v'abesheva v'loi matzu ish v'isha, tenef v'melekesh lo'yev v'kiyim in all the dinei tumen tahara. And later Yeshio, that we say a kinna for him on Tisha B'Av. They were both Mazak Klal Yisrael b'tshuva. It's interesting that we find by both, as part of their being Mazak b'tshuva, they made a grand carbon Pesach, calling everybody together. Calling the whole Klal Yisrael together to bring the carbon Pesach. And gradually, even in the Psukim, by Yeshio HaMelech, it's mixed in carbon. We learned the Haftarah of Yeshio HaMelech's carbon Pesach on Pesach. We skip Psukim in the middle. It skips the Psukim of destroying the Avodah Zarah. It's mixed. It says carbon Pesach, destroy Avodah Zarah, carbon Pesach. It's all mixed into one mixture in the Pesukim. And it's interesting, it fits beautifully with this idea, this aside, the carbon Pesach is a surmei raw carbon. The other carbonus are reach nechayach carbon. The surmei raw carbon, those that were mazak Klal Yisrael b'tshuva, brought the carbon Pesach. And therefore it makes more sense that b'zman hazeh, the galus, we need the surmei raw, we mixed it with the gayim. So the carbon Pesach you could bring, and the other carbonus you can't. Because the other Karbonis need Reach Nechayach, and the Karban Pesach alone, what we're saying is that the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam because it says Reach Nechayach. It can't be a gather against Avodah Zarah. But we'll allow the Rambam Shita by Karban Pesach specifically. There it doesn't say Reach Nechayach, and there it fits. So this is the aside of the Netziv. It's a Pella, how we learned Chumash. V'loya Reach Reach Nechayachachem, to make a din out of it, a halacha out of it. He refers that he talks about it in Sefer Devarim. We don't have the Netziv here on Devarim. Somebody didn't put it back. But at any rate, it's a Nashtikal Torah, a Halacha Torah, right in the middle of the Teichacha. Shkach.